Hi Krishna, here we are on Wednesday, sitting at the airport. Interestingly enough, President Bush is flying in just a little after our flight goes out, and from what I know, all of Budapest is on high security alert, and many of the flights have been cancelled. Amazing, I heard that he has 600 other people who he's flying with. I guess that includes reporters, staff, and so on, in addition to which there's also 4,000 American Army, police, security personnel. We're headed off to Paris, and today's music day in Paris, so we'll be staying out until late in the evening. Some devotees may want to stay out overnight, but I'm not really inclined to that. We'll probably check into our apartment, set the deities up, have Ekadasi lunch, and then go out from around 4 to 8 and just be able to remain regulated for the following day. Premaras from the Soul Center in Cardiff asked that we talk about Harinam Sankirtan. And boy, that's a subject that could take up a lot more than just one podcast. But let me discuss that as the topic of for today. Sankirtan is not just going out on the street and chanting Hare Krishna. And of course, devotees often put book distribution in the category of Harinam Sankirtan, and in general it is, because it's spreading the glories of the holy name. But often it's right to refer to it as book distribution. The first type of Nam Sankirtan is Japa. And the japa that devotees do in the temple room is just that. It's congregational chanting of the holy name. For one, devotees are chanting together, and the other, they're chanting aloud. The other type of chanting is when we chant with instruments, either we sitting down doing bhajan-style chanting, or standing up and chanting and dancing in the presence of the deity. And of course there's Harinam on the streets as well. All of these chanting is important, and public chanting in one sense is more important because it benefits others as well as benefiting ourselves. But we should recognize that the quality of a Vaishnava is his taste for chanting Hare Krishna. We can measure our advancement in devotional service by how much we're attached to chanting Hare Krishna, how much taste we have for the holy name, how nicely we chant, and of course, how we chant the holy name free from offense. So the mark of a Vaishnava is his chanting, in the same way as a runner is known by how he runs, a swimmer by how he swims, a devotee is by how he chants. In terms of japa, often, particularly devotees who are not temple residents or don't come to temple program every day, japa can be something which is very easily sacrificed into the fire of inattention, pramada. We chant inattentively, fit in rounds, either driving cars, which is really completely bogus, sitting on public transport, not so bad, although really third class, or walking around the house, doing all kinds of chores, cooking, again, bogus chanting. Or while conversing, doing other things. And here I should just make a distinction between chanting one's rounds and chanting Hare Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna can be done any time. You can chant Hare Krishna when you're driving a car, when you're cooking, although it may not be so good, as you may end up spitting into what you're preparing for the Lord. But doing the meditative japa, which means that we do nothing else but be absorbed and dedicate 2 hours of our day, 16 rounds, to the holy name of the Lord, that needs to be done as one would do worship. It needs to be done with full attention, putting time aside for that other things, not squeezing it in, because Krishna is not meant to be squeezed in, but it's meant to be done with love, devotion, attention, care. For how Srila Prabhupada gave himself as a personal example, he said that if devotees just make a point of chanting 4 rounds before every meal, then in that way they'll always finish their rounds. Prabhupada said, you rise, chant 4 rounds when you get up, chant 4 rounds before breakfast, noon, and supper, or another 4 rounds before you go to sleep. So in that way, one always has time to chant 16 rounds, but those 4 rounds should be patiently sat down with due attention. Devotees in the temple chanting japa together should also be very attentive not to be falling asleep. Japa period is not a matter of staying awake. That is really not what chanting Hare Krishna is about. It's about being attentive to the sound vibration of the holy name, fully absorbed in the sweet sound of Hare Krishna, and if one becomes more advanced, allowing the sound vibration of the holy name to take one into remembrance of Krishna's form and pastimes and qualities. I can't overemphasize too much how important it is that devotees do this nicely, because if they don't, then for sure they'll not be able to maintain the standard of the devotional service, and ultimately they'll fall down from the devotional path. This is our process, chanting Hare Krishna. It's the means by which we purify our heart, by which we please Krishna. It's the sacrifice that everyone is meant to perform. And if not done nicely, then many years, even decades, can go by, and we turn around and find out that, wow, I can't even chant Hare Krishna nicely. Often we see that the devotees aren't even pronouncing the words of the Maha Mantra properly, or the syllables, and that's because they're not attentive. So please concentrate on the holy name when chanting japa. Make this your life and soul. It's the single most important activity that we perform. Our japa beads, our japa bag, the activity of chanting japa, these are our life and soul. They're the essence of Krishna consciousness. And by doing these things nicely, we're certainly assured of going back home, back to Godhead, and advancing in devotional service. By neglecting them, then we neglect our own welfare. And then there's chanting, doing kirtan, dancing and chanting before the deities, singing with instruments in the temple. Srila Prabhupada wanted devotees to be doing this an hour or two a day. He said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would do this 3 hours in the morning and 3 hours in the evening. Unfortunately, because we have so many duties, it's found that sometimes morning program really curtails or cuts short the kirtan to a 20-30 minutes. And devotees get used to that being the kirtan, and even then, very often they may walk out of the temple room after Guru Puja. We should be absorbed in kirtan, however long it is or however short it is. If possible, we should have extended kirtans on our days off, in the evenings. Chanting Hare Krishna is a must. It's not something that we try to get away from, but we should try to do as much of as possible. And when we do that in the company of enthusiastic devotees, it will lift us beyond the influence of the material energy. So in Nirvajadam, for instance, we always try to have, or we do have, annually holy name days. One day just dedicated to chanting Hare Krishna. It's a wonderful experience. Everyone loves it. And participating in such activities, Bhaktivedanta Manor has regular long kirtans or whole day of simply chanting Hare Krishna. They invite Madhava Prabhu, and on Sundays Pranabandhu has the whole afternoon program is just kirtan. This is the type of thing the devotees need to be absorbed in, and they can judge their advancement in Krishna consciousness by how much attachment they have for participating in kirtan, dancing nicely with the devotees, sitting down, playing instruments, being absorbed in the holy name, and not making a party out of it, but it's an offering of love and devotion to the Lord that purifies and cleanses the heart. And then, of course, finally, chanting Hare Krishna on the streets. Whereas this used to be our daily activity in Krishna consciousness in the late 60s, early 70s, with the importance of book distribution being emphasized, unfortunately it got minimized, street sankirtan. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to do both things simultaneously. He didn't want us to sacrifice one for the other. So Saturday Harinam is a common thing in many centers. In places like Soho Street, there's daily Harinam. Devotees go out as much as possible. We should try to do that type of activity. It's beneficial for conditioned souls and very beneficial for devotees who participate. But particularly, this is our means to distribute Krishna consciousness to others and to be recognized by others. We want to be recognized by others as Hare Krishnas, people who chant Hare Krishna. And it's the way by which people most fondly remember us. They always ask, how come you're not chanting on the streets? Where are you now chanting on the streets? People like to see us there. So we should not disappoint Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should not disappoint the general public. But whenever possible, we should go out. A large Harinam party, but as I mentioned the other day, anyone can pick up a pair of kartals and go out on the street. It's an ideal activity for any grihasthas who are looking for some additional enthusiasm in Krishna consciousness. Any sankirtan devotee can also do it. The book distributor puts a pair of kartals, and at the end of his sankirtan day, he chants for 10 minutes on the street. It's very enlivening and beneficial for others. And then, of course, devotees can meet together, gather together, either a family, either a group of Vaishnavas, or an entire temple, and go out as often as possible, as regularly possible, and with Harinam, distribute prasadam, distribute books, and in that way, give others the opportunity not only to hear the holy name, but to taste prasadam and to find out what Krishna consciousness is about. I mean, there's a lot to say about this. Right now, I'm going to just send this podcast off, make sure it gets off to you all as quickly as possible. And if there's time, I'll try to send another one this evening from Paris, just to make up for the lost podcasts over the last week. Hare Krishna, and best of chanting Hare Krishna to you all.